Konstantin Tarkus crossed the border from St. Petersburg to Finland 2 days after Vladimir Putin's mobilization order, just before the country decided to stop Russians with tourist visas from entering.
We personally never supported this, what our government is doing. I think it was mobilization, which was like final push for us. Ideally, we want to go to Netherlands, because that's where people like us would feel comfortable.
Because of sanctions, it's been difficult for Russians to enter the European Union. Hundreds of thousands have gone to Georgia, Turkey or Kazakhstan. The German government offered Russians who don't want to fight in Ukraine the option of applying for asylum.
If you would have to join a war in which you would have to commit crimes against humanity, and you don't want that and you leave and you would be highly punished, then also that is a ground for protection in Europe as a whole, actually, not only in Germany.
Europe is divided on how to treat the many thousands of Russians who are leaving the country. Now they run the risk of being sent to Ukraine to fight. Some countries like Germany and France see their departure as an opportunity to weaken Putin. Finland and the Baltic states say they're worried about security.
Mark Romankov left Russia at the start of the war last February and applied for asylum in Germany. He warns Europe against offering Russians asylum, in part because Germany is now housing more than 1 million Ukrainian refugees.
The problem is that most of them are still pro-Russian people. And what they will do, they will fight with the Ukrainians, they will fight with the Europeans. But those who come, they need to go through a very, very strict process of distinguishing who you are.
Konstantin understands the concerns, but appeals to Europe to let Russians enter.
I would think that if Europe would allow this, it will be a huge loss for Russia and maybe for Putin regime. And it will impact how soon this war will end.
Trying to come up with a unified response, the European Commission said claims for asylum must be considered on a case-by-case basis, but called on airlines and border agents to thoroughly check all Russians wanting to travel to Europe. Stepfasen, Al Jazeera, Berlin.